Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin daf Mem Test, the first full daf here in the seventh parak of Maseches Erevin. Erevin is 10 parakim, so we're in the seventh parak now. Parak Chalon. So the Mishnah started off talking about when do we say that when you have 2 yards that has a connection between them, an opening between them, do you say that's one big yard and they have to make one big Erev? Do you say they have a choice? Do they say that they're separate, and therefore they have to make 2 Erevs. So that was our issue. So the Mishnah described, if you have a window between 2 yards, you have a wall. You have a wall between 2 yards, but a window in the wall. A window in the wall, like we call windows. If it's 4x4 tefachim, and it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, so then it's usable. So then it's, they'll use the language of the Meiri on this Mishnah, Noach Tashmishte. You know, it's comfortable to use. And therefore, the Mishnah says, you have a choice. Meaning you have a wall, and therefore you could be ma'ariv 2 separately, but you could also be ma'ariv 1. That's ma'ariv 2, ma'ariv 1. If it's not as much noach teshmishte, if it's a smaller window or if it's a higher window, then we say, no, you have to be ma'ariv 2 and not 1. 2 and not 1 because it's a separation. It's the separation between the areas. Then we started to discuss different items are mema'it the area, the airspace. It's 4x4 tefachim. What if you put something in the window? So is that mema'it? Does that make it smaller or not? So we spoke about if there are sarigim, if there is lattice work there, that it is mema'it. Kashvatev, it is not mema'it. Offer of Ritzoros is mema'it. Couple of list of items. So we also mentioned that the Gemara said, even though lattice work and building there is mema'it, but regarding chazaka, it's not mema'it. So we just mentioned that quickly, just to mention one, just to explain that again. Regarding chazaka, what does chazaka here mean? So if you look, the Karban Eida quotes the Mishnah in Baba Basra, third wide line. Klomar, hadit tam beperachas kasabatim, chalo natsuris shiyachol hachnis bo rosho shalada, mishlo chazaka, afil yeshlo bo sariga meinem matin. We're going to get to a little bit later. Ladders and windows, right? If I perform an activity and my neighbor doesn't say anything, do we say, oh, they didn't say anything, it must be that they're okay with it, and therefore I have established a behavior, a chazaka, that I'm allowed to continue, right? If at the beginning of that parak spoke about cheskas gimel shanim, squatting in an area on ground in the house, if I don't say anything for 3 years, so then it gets to be his, and there's a lot of lumdis. Is it his chazaka? Is it my imcha'a, my lack of protesting, what exactly creates the kinyan. But here we're talking about not a chazaka of squatting for 3 years, but a chazaka tashmishit of usage, if there is usage. So if you look in the Mishnah in Baal Basra, Daf Nun Zayin in the Bavli, Elu Dvarim Sheyesh Lehem Chazaka, Elu Dvarim Sheyesh Lehem Chazaka. Different types of behaviors. Certain behaviors which we assume people wouldn't just be mochel on. And therefore, if they don't say a word, it must be that they're okay with it. And there are other behaviors that are so minor that just because you did it doesn't mean that you could do it forever, because we could say that maybe people just didn't say anything. So if you look in the Rashbam there, Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, Klomar, Elu Dvarim Sheyesh Lehem Chazaka. These behaviors, like if you put an oven into the yard or something like that, which is a serious type of behavior, so nobody says anything, so that's a chazaka. Klomar, Elu Mine Tashmishim, Damrina Lakaman, Sha'adam Mishtamesh Bishal Chaveiro, if a person uses their friend's area, Shim Mishtamesh Shaloshanim, Velo Micha Bo Chaveiro, Yeshlo Chazaka Laze, Hamachzik, the Machzik has a Chazaka, Viyacho Liton Atana Tatali, Litashmish Ze, Bimatana. You gave it to me for this usage, you allowed me to do it. O Machartali, or you sold me this right. Kugon Tashmishin Kivuin. The Rashbam holds it's also 3 years. Right? You might have said it's even shorter. Discussion in the Rishonim. But he also says 3 years here. The Kalanach de Lael, to keep into Kfius Tashmashi, Kidemachzik Begufa Shalkarka Chaveiro Dummy. Favi Chazaka Beshaloshanim. Right, and that's the, that's the Rashbam. That's the Rashbam here. Again, there's more, but that's the Cheskas Tashmishin. You have it there in Baal Basra. So that's what the Gemara says here, that just came up to Derech Agav, that the Sarigim, the metal lattice work is Mema'it, but not regarding Chazaka, meaning if they put that lattice work, it doesn't mean that the person has been Mochel. Kash V'Teven is not Mema'it, because we assume that would be removed. Dirt, Afar V'Tzroros, is Mema'it, because we assume that could be left there. Good. And if grass grows there, in Matinba. Bon kumi Rabbi Abba, where we're up to about five lines up. Hechtamata atamar bechalon. Shbein shechatzeros. Do we say the similar rules of a window between 2 yards? V'dechvasi bechalon bein shbein shtei batim. Is the same thing between 2 houses? Let's see, 2 houses share a wall. And there's a window between. Do the same rules apply? I mean, the Gemara is saying, let's say there's a window, but the window's a little higher than 10 tefachim. Still usable. But maybe we'd say that houses are different. Maybe houses with a wall, with a window is more connectable. And therefore, even if it's above 10 tefachim, maybe we'd say that it's good enough to connect. Right? Or to use the Lashon of Chazal, the Kabbalah Eda here quotes it. Maybe a house, the fact that a house is surrounded by walls and a roof, maybe it's kemandamalya dami. It's as if it's full of stuff. And therefore, the window, even though it's higher than 10 tefachim, it's as if it's not higher than 10 tefachim. Because it's as if the ground is like full and raised the floor, and then by a house, it will always be cold within 10 tefachim. You see the carbon eda. Mi amrinan kemochein b'chalon shbein shtei batim. Sheish bo dalet al dalet v'ulamala miyud she'ein ma'ar v'nechad. Maybe if it's 4x4, but if it's above 10 tefachim, maybe you are not ma'arev one, because it's not so usable, it's too high. O dilma bayis kemanda mal yadam. You other see the house is ki'ilu, it's filled up with dirt. And even if it's above 10, you'd say, no, it's okay, it's as if it's within 10, and therefore you'd be able to be ma'arev with one. So what do you say? So Amar Lon, so Rabbi Abba answers, it's the same thing. Same thing, same rules of a bayis and a chatzer. Says the Gemara, and how about this question? What about between two roofs? You know, roofs were used like yards in the days of old, right? The roofs, you go up to your roof, and that's your play area or your hangout area. It's residential. So let's say there's a wall between two roofs, and there's a window. So do you say the same things by a chatzer, by a house, by roofs? They're all semi-residential. They are residential, but semi-private. So what do you say about the roofs? Amar Lon in. Yeah, same thing. Same thing would apply by roofs, by chatzers, by batim, and by roofs. Good. Talking about a roof, as we know, the usage of the roof has to be in a safe way. As we know, that's why there's a mitzvah of ma'ake. You know, when one uses that roof in the days of old, when they used to use the roofs, it was only, obviously, if it was created, safe way. And that's a mitzvah. There's a big discussion whether that mitzvah is purely about safety or is there something more to it? Is there something more to it about, some type of kiyum, right? The Rambam counts a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah lo asay, like most we showed him. There's a mitzvah asay to put up a, fence, and not just a fence, to remove any dangerous situation on my property. That's to generalize the mitzvah. The Rambam says the mitzvah asay, kuf pei dalet, 184. Shetzivanu lahasir hamichsholim v'hasakanos mikol moshavenu. We are commanded to remove any stumbling block or danger from my property. V'zesha nivne kosel saviv hagag, v'saviv haboros v'hashichit. If I have a pit in my yard, I should pildo a fence, put a fence around, kedei shelo yipol hamistakin v'hem, so nobody falls in. Omehem b'chein ha-makamos ha-misukanim v'ha-re'u'im. Kulam yivnu v'yisuknu ad she-yasser ha-re'u'a v'ha-sakana. And that's what the Torah says, v'yasisa ma'ake l'gagecha. That's a mitzvah zaseh. And then there's a mitzvah lo zaseh. Rei sadiches hiziranu mehaniach ha-mokshim ha-mechsholos ba'artzoseinu u'bebatidu kedei shelo yimusu b'hem b'nei adam. Rami Yisal v'lo sasim damim b'veisecha ki yipol ha-nofa mimenu. Right, so that's what the asay and a lo zaseh. The Minchas Chinuch has a fascinating discussion, which other achronim wonder about. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that this mitzvah asay is just like every other mitzvah asay in the book. If you don't do it for a minute, you're being mevatel the mitzvah. It's not just about the result, it's about the maisa. Mitzvah asay zu, Minchas Chinuch, there, tavkuf menvav, ki kechol ha-mitzvah shechiv ha-torah b'kum asay, kimo lovesh talis, chayev b'tzitzis, u'makayim mitzvah asay. If you have a four-quarter garment, you got to put on tzitzis. You got to have a roof, you got to put on a roof. If you got a roof, you got to put on a wall. Vim ein bo tzitzis, batal mitzvah zaseh. If you don't put tzitzis on your four-quarter garment, you're mevatal the mitzvah. Hachanami imesh lo bias im osek kiyam mitzvah zaseh vim lav chutz v'ashibitah mitzvah zaseh od over belav v'gam pashut tekev b'shiyesh lo bias chalav aseh v'lo zaseh. The second I put up the roof, that's where the chiyav kicks in. And let's say I didn't. V'yem achar kach asa, I did it 3 days later. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Mikamakam lo tikin masha'avar l'mafreya. Right? You still wore mevatel la'asei for 3 days. Kemosh lo hitel tzitzis. You wore a four-cornered garment for 3 days without tzitzis. You mevatel mitzvah for those 3 days. If you have a roof without a gate for 3 days, you mevatel. Ki achiev shal mitzvah b'chol rega rachav alav. Ki ein ze mitzvah shu pam achas kemo lulav v'mila v'chadome v'zepashut. Often when he says v'zepashut, it's not so pashut. But that's the Ben Chaschira discusses, and that's why Lishitaso, he says maybe you would apply mitzvah bo yosu b'shlucho, because it's that type of mitzvah. It has to do with the bracha. But again, this is the Minchas Chinuch's issue. But again, there's a fascinating issue. Just one, the Sefer HaChinuch on this mitzvah says, this mitzvah reflects the idea of hashgacha and emuna, because one might say, what do I have to put up a fence for? After all, if the person's supposed to die, he'll die. And if he's not supposed to die, he won't die. What is it? We believe that everybody dies at the moment that they're supposed to, you know, leave this earth, right? So what do I have to put up a fence for? So the Sefer HaChinuch explains, but there's still an idea of, you know, Ein Sof Chen Al Hanes, and, you know, doing what we can not to create those types of situations. Afal Pikein says the Chinuch, Tzoracha Adam Lishmar Atzmo Min HaMikrim HaNehugim Ba'olam. To go out into the snow with a t-shirt and shorts and, you know, not take care of yourself, right? What does it say in the Gemara? Hakobi deshamayim, chutz mi tzidim upachim. Right? Hakobi deshamayim, a couple lines like that. Chutz mi yerch shamayim also. But again, we have to protect ourselves. Ki akel bara olamo. Somebody's, okay, I'm not going to go to the doctor, right? If Hashem, what do you mean not to the doctor? This is the way the world works. Read akel bara olamo ubinao al yesodos amude hateva. Hashem created rules of nature, says the Chinuch. V'gaza she'ihal eish sorefes. V'hamayim mechabin alahava. Fire does this. Water does this. U'kemochin yechayv hatev shem tipol evan gedola al rosh ish. If a big stone falls on a person, okay, it's going to affect them. Teratzi tesmocho. Oyim yipol adam erosh agag hagavoa la'arit sheyamus. V'hu baruchu chanan gufos b'nei adam v'yipach b'abav nishmas chayim ba'alaz das lishmar haguf mikol pega. Very important Chinuch. Hashem gave us a brain, gave us a chiyus to take care of ourselves. V'nasan shnehem hanefesh v'gufa b'toch galgal hayesodos. Hashem put our neshama and our guf within the world of teva. V'hema yinagu v'yifalu shem pu'ulos. V'yachar shakel shibeid guf ha'adam l'teva. Since Hashem was mishabed, he put our guf within the rules. Right? If we want to break gravity, tough luck. You know, you want to jump up and say, I want to jump up to the moon. This gravity. He says, yes, there are special people throughout history that maybe override Teva, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun, and a couple of people throughout history that, Chanim Shalva Zarya, but that's not most of us. Not most of us. Maybe just to finish this discussion with the Rebbe Mordechai Eliyahu, says, Kitivne Bayis Chadash. When you build a house, put a mark on it. So he has Alderach Drush. It says, when you build a house of dreams, when you build a house and you're reaching for the stars, put a marker there, meaning make sure it's realistic. Make sure, put a marker, lagagera, put a limit on your dreams. Meaning not that we shouldn't dream, but don't think that we can be able to learn all of, Dafyomi Yerushalmi in a month. Maybe some people could do that. But most of us, you know, in a day. You know, put a marker, okay, 5+ years. Okay, that's realistic, right? And, so we have to make sure that we have dreams, but we, keep that in reality, put a marker. Okay, so that had to do with a little bit of the usage of gagim, as we're going to talk about today, right? So we said, what if you have a wall between the gags? The same rules apply. Second to last line. Ma'ala ariv derech lulim. What if you don't have a wall? Let's say you don't have a wall on the roof, but you have an opening to going from your house to your roof. And the other guy has an opening going from his house to his roof. Is that good enough to combine the two roofs? All you have is a lul. You have an opening going from your house to your roof. Ma'al la'ariv derech lulim. That's how the Pnei Moshe explains this case. Can they make one aruf? Is that enough to connect them? So Amar Av Mari, which is like Abba Mari. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. It's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Tetanin Taman. Because we learned later on, Mandav Samach. Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishos Achas. Rav Meir holds over there that all roofs, let's say there are a lot of roofs and you want to go from one roof to another to another. Rav Meir says they're all considered one roof. So you could carry things from one roof to another on Shabbos. Kol hagagos ha'ir rishos achas. And there's a machlokes about that sheet of Rabbi Meir. Shmuel amar ad beis asayim. Shmuel says, no, it's not unlimited. As long as the combined area of the roofs is less than beis asayim. Where do you get that number from? Remember, karpef. Karpef shlukaf ladira. So Shmuel considered the roofs no better than karpefs. A karpef, meaning a non-residential area. Karpef shlukaf ladira. So remember we said that gives a little impression like it was just a rabbin, therefore you have a limitation. Right up until beis asayim is okay, but once you reach that point, then no good. You can't carry in the area, and you can't build an eruv ad beis asayim. Up until beis asayim, because Shmuel considers these roofs more public. Meaning, what's important for Shmuel? He doesn't consider them like houses, even though we know we have a principle that walls shoot up and walls shoot down. Right? Good achis mechitzta, good asig mechitzta. So you might say, well, hey, it's like the walls of the house ki'ilu they shoot up. So the roofs are like kind of like pretty private. So nothing to do with a karpef. You don't say that. Shmuel says, You don't say the roofs shoot up. And therefore, they're semi-private, semi-public. And therefore, there's a limit on their maximum size. Rav Amar? No. Matad Laman, afilu kur, afilu kuraim. Rav says, no limit. Right? Even kur, kuraim, huge amounts, huge areas, you could still carry within it. So machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So let's think about the ramifications of this machlokas. Meaning Rav says, is kilu the roofs shoot up? And therefore, these areas were hukaf ladira. Just like the house was hukaf ladira, so to the roof is hukaf ladira, Shmuel argues. Shmuel says it wasn't hukaf ladira. So therefore, the Gemara says, this is explained by the Mefarshim, according to Shmuel that these areas were not hukaf ladira, so then these roofs are different than houses. So you're asking me, could the two houses share an Erev? You can't even bring something from your house up to the roof, according to Shmuel. So for sure you can't combine these two houses. So Shmuel, who says that you treat the roof like a karpef, he would not allow these houses to make one eruv. But according to Rav, who says that no, the roof is considered hukaf ladira, nothing to do with the karpef, it's considered like the house, so Rav would allow the roofs to make one eruv if you have these openings, you have these lulz go into the roof. Period. Okay, so the Gemara doesn't say exactly, the Gemara doesn't flesh out the application. So the Gemara just says the machlokas is whether you treat the roof like a karpef or not, but we take that and say, okay. So according to Shmuel, it's a different type of rishus than the house. Then surely you can't make an eruv because you can't carry something to the roof. And Rav would say, no, it's like the house, and therefore you can make one eruv. Period. Next, lo sof davar. Getting back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, if you have a window between two yards that is 4x4 tvachim, and within 10 tvachim, you're good to go. You're okay. You can make two. You can make one. Lo sof davar kol arba al arba b'toch asara. You don't need that entire window within four tefachim. You don't need the whole. Ella afilu mixas arba b'toch asara. Even if part of the window is within the 10 tefachim from the ground, that's also still good enough. Even mixas. Kemisha kol arba al arba b'toch asara. It's as if you have the whole thing. As long as you have part of the usage within 10 tefachim, you're okay. Remember, 10 tefachim is not so high. Not so high. It's like the height of this table. Right? It's not so high. So, with above 10 tefachim, as long as some of it's within 10 tefachim, it's still very easy to use noach tashmishte. Hayaba hekif tishim shisha tefachim. What happens if you have this square window, which has a perimeter of 96 tefachim? That basically means 4x4 amos. Right? Because an ame is 6 tefachim. So it's basically 24x24 tefachim. Right? This window. That's 4x4 amos, which is 96 perimeter altogether. So if you have that, that's a nice big window. Afilu kol shu b'toch asara, as long as a little bit of it is within 10 tefachim, kemisha kol arba al arba b'toch asara. It's as if it's all within 10 tefachim, and it's okay to unite the areas. Haisa agula. What if it's a circular window? It's not a square window. It's a circular window. So also, like, what are the shiurim? How much of this window? Is this big enough? Is it low? So, v'haya bo hekif shit tishim v'chulu. So, we have to do the work ourselves, because it just says, etc. What does that mean? So, the way that the Mefarshim explained, the Pnei Moshe and others say, if it's circular and it has a circumference of 96, like the same number that we used before, that's also good. Right? If it has a circumference of 96 tvachim, as we said, just like we said, if the If you have a square one with a perimeter of 96, you have a circular one with a circumference of 96, and some of it is within 10 tefachim, that's also good to be able to unite the areas. Period. Ma'olamayit bekelim. So now, our issue is, before we spoke about making the area of the window smaller. Now we're not talking about that. Let's say you have a window that's above 10 tefachim, so it's no good. Could you raise the floor? Could you raise the floor to make the floor higher so it's within 10 tefachim? Let's say next to the wall. You're going to put like a platform. Can you raise the floor? Yes. Could you put a pot? Could you turn over a pot so you can stand on the pot? And then if you stand on the pot, then the window's within 10 tefachim. Is that good enough? That's our question. Mao lamait bekelim. Can you be mait bekelim? Could you raise the floor? Look at Rav Chaim Gadievsky on the bottom. Shekafa kli lamata bekarka samach lakosa. Tahashta have mina kli v'lachalon pachos me'asara. We have less than 10 tefachim from the turned over pot to the window. Obviously, if you put dirt there and rocks, that's going to help. But here you didn't. You put a pot. But to turn over a pot, is that good enough? Rebbe Chiya bar Ashi Amar, Mematin Bekelim. Yeah, it's good enough. Mematin Bekelim. Rebbe Yonah, Rebbe Yitzchak, Bar Tavli Amar, Rebbe Yochanan, Ein Mematin Bekelim. No, no good. Right? Kli? You can be my Bekelim. We'll see why. Taman Amri Machlokas, Rebbe Chiya Rabba, Rebbe Shwab, Rebbe Yossi, Chad Amar Aser. You can't use the Kli. Chad Amar Mutter. That one says Mutter, you can use the Kli. Manda Mar Aser, what would be the problem? You've now created a space, you stand on the pot, you're good. Shema Yishav V'yataltalenu. The difference is, in the middle of Shabbos, you might want to use the pot for something. And therefore, you have now, you know, the only reason you'd be able to make the air is because it's united, because this window is within 10 tefachim of the ground, but now your ground has just disappeared. And therefore, if you have dirt there or rocks there, you're going to leave it there. But if you have a pot, that's the reason of Ein Mematin, and that's what we paskin. Ein Mematin Bekelim, because you might come to move it. Hori Reb Yochanan Bar Marya L'michbo Shalaikof. If you put on top of this pot some big slab, some stone that you can't move the pot, then that's okay, because then you've already showed you a Megaladas that you're going to leave it there. You're going to leave it there, right? L'michba shalai. You put on top of it kof, some type of slab of stone, right? So therefore, you have to know. The Rishonim discussed this also in Eirvin Adaf Ayin Zayin. The Ritva discusses putting this type of a kli there according to this shita. You know, how big does the kli? Do you have to, you know, are we gozer that you might come to, move it even if you put the stone there? Okay. Tani, bachom matin. You can be might and meaning raise the floor with anything. Ba'avanim, with stones. Ubelevanim, with bricks. Ubesulam tsuri, with a tsuri, Tyrian, I think that's the English, right? A tsuri ladder. A tsuri ladder you could put like on the bottom, and that could lessen the space, because we assume that you're going to leave that there. Ubesulam mitzri fushekvo. Sulam tsuri is a heavy type of more serious ladder, but we'll see. But the sulam mitzri is a smaller kind of ladder, so it might like be moved. So only if you were koveya it there, if you like set it there in a certain way, we'll see what koveya means. But if you set it there, then that could minimize the space between the floor and the window. Rabbi Babish, Rabbi Yehuda, afil lo kvo. No, even if you aren't koveya, just putting that ladder there, that's good enough. That lessens the space. Says the Gemara, v'tani v'hu shekvo. We have a brisa that says only if you are koveya it. What do you mean, even if you aren't koveya it? Amar Rabbi Babu sheyichto lachein. No, koveya it there doesn't mean that you physically did something. It just means you designated it in your mind. So you don't have to physically do anything. As long as you designate it in your mind, that's considered kvias. Hoi Rabbi Law kedein tanya. Rabbi Law says, no, like the simple pshat, v'ushekvo, you have to do something physical. If you have this lower level ladder that might be moved, the sulam mitzri, so then you have to physically do something to show. Maybe you put a rock on it, maybe you put some glue, I don't know, but do something. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Trehon, other rules about this ladder. Chad b'shem ar ukvanu, chad b'shem ar nachmin, bar Yaakov. Tzarech she'e b'in shliva v'shliva pachas b'shlosha. If you put the ladder there, you have to have less than three tefachim between each rung of the ladder. Let's say you put the ladder, let's say it's a little ladder, let's say we might call it a step stool, right? A kind of step stool under the window. So do we say the step stool raised the floor? So Gemara says, if each rung of the step stool is within three tefachim of each other, then we say lovewood. Then we have lovewood as ki'ilu, that area is closed in. So there we say it's as if the whole thing is one big ground, right? As long as the rungs are within three tachim of each other, then it could work. Also, the depth, the width of each rung has to be four tachim, because you have to have a certain, has to be a significant area that you've raised of the floor. The side rails can contribute to the width. You need four tefachim width of that area. Every rung has to have four tefachim width. The side rails of the ladder could contribute to that shear. Meaning if the rung itself is 3.5 and they're using the side rails makes it four tefachim, that's good enough. Skip one line. We're going to flip the next two lines. Ein ha'amudin mashlimin la'asara. What does that mean? Ein ha'amudin, the way the Pnei Meir explains it. If, let's say, the side rails go higher than the rungs and they go into the space of the window itself, that's not a problem. Ein ha'amudim ha'shlimin la'asara. That's how he explains this line. Now go back the line. Yasa omer kofes shehidrigu mima'et b'chomakom. Let's say you have a big stone that you shaped like steps. A big stone that you shaped. Is that good enough? Imagine a stone that you shaped like steps. Hidrigu. You made it into steps. So that's obviously mima'et, the height. Right? Even if each stone is higher than three tefachim. Because there you don't have to do lovewood. They have the space and the rungs. That had to be within three tefachim. But if it's one big stone that you made, like you shaped, you chiseled out, so that raises the floor. Even if each step is higher. Nas is kishliva ava. It's like one big thick rung, and therefore it is allowed. One more rule about the ladders. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Bun Bar Kana. Sorakshei mashuch min akosel kosel arat tefachim gidei makom. Oh, I think I explained it all differently. The previous line was the length of the rung has to be four tefachim wide, and that has to do with like the rungs could contribute. Here it's four tefachim deep. Others say it means how much it leans, but the pashup shot is that it has to be four tefachim deep. So again, in order to raise the floor up until within 10 tefachim of the window, you have to have a significant, if you want to use a ladder, it's got to be significant. You can't have three tefachim within the rungs, and it has to be four tefachim deep, and it has to be four tefachim wide in order to be able to create that area. Reb Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana, osa shliva shimimetes es ha'asara, tzuricha shetei meshucha min ha'kosel arba tefachim kedei makom. The Pnei Meir says, this means not all of them have to be four tefachim wide and four tefachim deep. Let's say the top one. One of them has to be within four, meaning that area. Again, they all have to be within three tefachim of each other. But only one of the rungs have to be four tefachim wide and four tefachim deep. Stop there for a moment. Well, and maybe we'll see how long this takes. With a drush. There's a drush, heavy drush. Reb Yosef Nechemia, but you have to say it here. Reb Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer, the last Rebbe Krakow, writes in Parshas Vayetze in his Sefer on Chumash, Sula Mutzav Artsav Rashi Magi HaShemayma. Right, Sula Mutzav Artsa, the latter is Mutzav Artsa. So he says there, Sulam is Rashi Tevis for Torah Avodah Gmil Chasadim. Basically how? Samach is Simoch Aniyim, like the Gemara says. Smichis Noflim, right? Samach is Chesed. Lamed is Lom De Torah. And Mem is Mikdash and Mizbeach, which symbolizes Avodah. So if you want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, but have your head upstairs, Sulam Mutzav Artsa, right? You got to be in this world for Rosh HaMagiyah Shemayimah. But these three, Torah Avodah Gmil Chasadim, bring you up to Shemayim. Why am I mentioning this here? Because then all of a sudden he quotes the Mishnah in Baba Basra. Mishnah Baba Basra says, if I put a ladder, remember we said if you put, how we started off today's shiur, if you put a ladder like leaning into your friend's property, and he doesn't say a word for like years, does that create a chazaka? Says the Mishnah, Sulam HaMitzri Ein Lo Chazaka. Sulam HaMitzri, if it's the lower level ladder, like we were just talking about, there's no chazaka. Sulam Tsuri Yesh Lo Chazaka. Tsuri Yesh Lo Chazaka. What's the difference between them? So the Gemara there says, in Baba Basra, Nuntes, a Sulam Mitzri, a low level, that has three rungs. Sulam Tsuri has four rungs. Four rungs. Okay, so that's four rungs, that's a more serious ladder, and therefore creates a chazaka. Now he takes us away to Derek Drush. Three and four. Three, says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, right? There are three kesarim, also Gemara and Yuma. Three kesarim that a Jew has. Keser Kahuna, Keser Torah, Keser Malchus. Right? And remember, and those are also are connected. Keser Kahuna is Avoda, and Keser Malchus is Chesed, because the king has to do with Chesed, and Keser Torah is Torah. Those three connected Torah, Avoda, Gimel, Chasadim. If somebody has three kesarim, the Sulam, right, the Sulam, Mutzav Artsa, right? You have the Torah voting Mitzchasad, you have these three Kesarim, Ein Lo Chazaka, it's not gonna last. It's not gonna be strong. Right? Four. What's the fourth one? What is that Mishnah saying, Pirkei Avos? Keser Sheim Tov Olal Gabehen. Right? If you have the fourth Keser, along with the three that you have, your Mu'urav Mabrios, right? You do these three, and then with those three, you have the Keser Sheim Tov, Kol Sheruchanu, Ruach HaMakom Nochemanu. And therefore, even after you do all these three, if you don't have the Keser Sheim Tov or Brios Nochemanu, then it's not going to have a Chazaka, it's not going to last. And that's what he says, Sulam Mamitsri Ein Lo Chazaka. That's only three. Sulam Tsuri, there's a more serious one, right? Did I say it right? Yeah, Sulam Tsuri Yesh Lo Chazaka. Right, in our case, Sulam Tsuri automatically is the mic, because that's a more serious, but Sulam Mitzri. That's what he says here. Yosef Echad Kornitzer, the father-in-law of Shapsi Frankel, of Rambam fame, but that's all about ladders being the mic. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Reb Yaakov from the Darom. We'll pick up with next time as we continue here in the Seches Erevin.